Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Rebecca Page. Now, we met each other on a Rob Moore Progressive course. We're both subscribed to that, and it is actually quite incredible, some of the stuff that we're getting out of there, the number of questions that we're able to ask, and that's how we met. And I had a look at Rebecca's backstory, and I think it's interesting. I think it's something that we all need to know. We're going to touch on all sorts. We had a massive chat before we even started. It's crazy. So we're going to pull back on some of that that, you know, she shared with me, and we'll see how we go. But Rebecca, tell us a little bit about yourself, about goals, about manifesting, about business, about funnels. That's what we're going to go through today, because I think everybody needs to know how to make the money hit the bank account. And that's what you're going to help us do.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Doug. I'm really excited to be here. Yeah, I've owned a whole heap of different businesses, and I've sold six of them now. What I do is kind of a mix between very traditional style marketing. So setting up a funnel, setting up how a business works, and then working out where and how the money flows through it, and then also the mindset, energetic, how it feels, so that A, you're really serving people, and B, it works for your life, and C, it's not so hard. Like, it really doesn't need to be hard. And I love it. I have had businesses since I was a kid. I have almost always had a business my entire life.
Rebecca says that she's had a business since she was a kid. So that's got to be, what, 10, 15 years?
Really? Yeah, no. Let's say that.
We'll go with that.
When I was, I don't know, 7 or 8, something like that.
Bless you. So, we were talking about funnels, right? And actually, I think, and you said it, funnels is probably a little bit of an outdated word now. Everybody uses it in the sales arena. Do people feel comfy about entering a funnel?
No. I would assert no. I think that when a customer feels that, you know, let's say you've drawn out how your business is going to work on a piece of paper, and you've got your big funnel at the top, all of the people going in, and then they trickle through and they spend money at the bottom, and you just keep getting them recurring, going round and round and round at the bottom. And I think if a customer feels like they're entering that kind of a system, it's not a great feeling to them. And that immediately puts up those kind of resistance, you know, when you feel you're being sold to. And there are some companies, some people that sell exceptionally well, and it's like an art, and you can actually sit back and go, I appreciate how you're doing this. Like, this is well done. And there is an appreciation for an art well executed. But if someone's selling badly, or the end product is not actually in your benefit, it's just a yucky feeling. I also think that nowadays, with search engine optimization, Facebook ads, Google ads, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the social medias, blogs, podcasts, all of the different ways that people can enter into your funnel at the top, they're not all necessarily funneling towards the same product. And that's also how life has evolved, that people don't necessarily just have one thing they necessarily sell. Sure, it would be more simple if you did, but, you know, you Doug, are a multifaceted entrepreneur yourself. You know this, like, very often you have different facets and parts of what your business does, and people coming in via or hearing about you via your book or your podcast or this or that might be funneling to different things that you do. So that very traditional funnel at the top, all of the leads in the top, going to one free thing, being upsold to the next thing, being upsold to your next thing more expensive, it doesn't work for most people. And it's a structure that does work if you can customize it to how the solution you're providing for your customers, which actually benefits them, and how you work as a person, and what your different elements are.
So basically what you're saying, Rebecca, is funnels don't work. I just put that in there to be a clip.
Yeah.
A little bit of clickbait, maybe.
Yeah, that's definitely a bit of clickbait. I'll give you it back. Sure, funnels don't work. Traditional, very outdated type funnels don't work in the way they did. You know, pre iOS 14, is it iOS 14? What is it? The big Apple change that happened with Facebook. You know, Facebook ads back then were so simple. You just chucked up a thing for a freebie on the landing page. You had a thank you offer that chucked them into your mailing software. They then got an automated sequence that you hadn't changed in 10 years, and people bought stuff, and you made a profit on, you know, you're making 2-3x on your Facebook ads. And it was very, very simple. And then as technology has changed, companies have changed. COVID, the way people shop, the way people behave, that has all evolved and changed. And those old-fashioned style funnels only work in very few businesses nowadays. They don't, there's just a, it's just kind of slightly stagnant feeling, I think.
Okay, so what's the new funnel solution then?
That's a good question. So I have repeated a very similar system in setting up each of the businesses I've had. And it has been, there is a template and there is a way that it works to have a business grow quickly. But the actual structure, I think, continually evolves, you know, like where people are coming in from. And also, it's going to evolve by product type. So, you know, for example, your financial services that you do. Are people coming to you primarily from TikTok or LinkedIn or your book? Or like there's a wide variety of methods that people could enter your, you know, your funnel, your way of doing things. And there's going to be some that work for you and some that don't. But let's say you were a video editor. Well, people coming in via TikTok might
Would
really
make a lot of
work.
sense, yeah.
Yeah. But are they going to work for your financial planning? Well, actually, that's a good question. There's a lot of there's a lot of information missing on TikTok. You could really go be that person.
Do you know, I've got so much up here that needs to be out there, and that's up there in my head that needs to be out there that, you know, I've got 150 videos of all of my podcast episodes
Wow.
doing nothing.
Oh my, all of those could be repurposed. That's years of content, multiple videos a day. You'd be going viral once a week, Doug. You want to get them edited.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And then you think, holy moly, how much is that going to cost to get it cut up? And then you start thinking, well, maybe I just do one a week myself, because but then I don't know what good stuff is, because I think everything's good, right? But somebody else seeing it from a third party might go, that's genius. They won't say that very often, but you know, they might every now and again.
Well, I mean, there are softwares that are getting better and better that can do some of this stuff for you. Whether they're quite at the level of a human editor yet, I would say no. A human editor is going to far outstrip any kind of AI editor, in my belief at the moment. But will it catch up? I don't know. I can't see the future. But there are, you know, if you're saying, well, what about not doing your outreach, your lead generation, your getting new customers, seeing you, the eyes on you know, putting stuff on social media versus waiting and doing it more perfectly. I subscribe to the start now, get perfect later, and I would 100 times out of 100, I would just chuck it into an AI editor and get the AI editor to work out what the most viral parts of a clip are and pull them out. And there's, you know, there's very cheap softwares that do that for you now. Not going to be as good as a human editor. No way, no how, in my
But
view.
as you say, start now, get perfect later.
Yeah, you know, and you can get some up and get, you know, a
See what
VA
happens.
to schedule them out. That's a whole other thing about social media and scheduling. That's a whole big conversation. Yeah, having it be humanized. But anyway,
Love
little
it. I
side
like
note
that.
there.
Little side note. And that's what we need. That's what we need, you know, little side notes. No, but this is the Goals Do Come True podcast, right? So what's your big, hairy, audacious goal, Rebecca?
I want it to be easy for anyone to start a profitable business and to have a profitable business. And I just don't see in this day and age why that is so hard. I appreciate it's very easy for some people, but for others, they've not got the education, the support, the structures. Like you just said, they might have a whole lot of content there. They might have a whole lot of things there, but they don't know how to monetize it, or they don't know how to schedule things, or they don't know how to this, or they don't know how to that. And I genuinely believe that anyone can have a profitable business if you want it. Not everybody does. And that's okay too. Like if we were all the same, life would be really boring. But in today's day and age, really anyone can get their idea out. And when you think about all of the different ideas and impacts and solutions that people have, like the stuff needs to be out there. You know, there's people with amazing ideas and amazing concepts who just lack the how do you go from a job or a business that's not working for you into something that's profitable where you're out there lit up, inspiring others, providing solutions. And that's then where the whole world lifts itself, isn't it? You know, you get people rising up and lifting others. So, yeah.
the goal is to help people make businesses or get businesses. How many?
Yeah.
Because it's not specific. What you just said is not specific enough. Because we can't measure it if it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Is there a number?
Well, I'm still only a short time out of my last business. And I think that I've done this so many times for me and for my employees and my team members and all of the people involved and my customers. I've done this. I've set up businesses so many times now, trying to work out, you know, I go through the same process every time and trying to get that out of my head and into training courses and materials that people can, templates that people can then follow and use to create or update or improve or whatever their own systems. That's taking something, and that's a level of thinking I've not had to do about this in a long time, because I just know how to do this. This to me, you know, just like an electrician can walk into my house and immediately pinpoint why that plug's not working, where I'm looking at it going, well, it looks the same as all the other plugs, you know, and they've got the training. They've spent the hours and the money and the time and all of that to know why that plug's not working and which one it is and what's affecting it and all of that. I know that with business, and I know how to just do that. So I'm trying to get it out of my head. And you know, big, hairy, audacious goals, well, they're always in the millions for me, you know, impacting millions of people, helping millions of people make millions, you know, that would be big, hairy goals. But what exactly is that goal yet? I don't know. I'm still formulating that. So I'll keep you updated, but it'll be big.
I like it. I like it. It will be big. It will be big. Now, and it will be big because you've done millions in your businesses previously. So, you know, you've got the experience in that regard. And that, you know, we hadn't met each other, but I knew in the group that we were at, we were in WhatsApp, the questions that you were asking, the, you know, all of that sort of stuff, I thought, I've got to have Rebecca on my podcast.
Oh, bless you.
And I am so chuffed that you're here. Now, we're going to go over to energetics.
Yeah.
That's what you call it. Because that was one of the things that you know, I got in there because you were discussing it in your voice note. And it's like, okay, that's a new one on me. Mm. So for anybody listening that has no clue what energetics is, one, can you explain? Two, can you also sort of help us connect it with running a business?
There
will be people out there who go, nah.
Yeah. So this is something I've just done for myself for a long time. And I know a lot of millionaires. and one billionaire and a lot of people in between. And it's something that I have seen without fail them all do. Some of them have words for this and can actually describe it, but it's always in very hushed tones because it's a bit of an embarrassing subject and a bit of a weird subject. But it's there is a mindset and an energetic way of being that people with money have that people with money don't have. And it's not right or wrong. It's just a difference. And if you try and take it back to the science of it, and I am not a scientist in any way, shape or form. So give me a little leeway in how I might explain this. And there are people far better qualified to explain this than I, but I'm going to give it a shot. So your body is made of matter. And inside, I don't know what the names are, the molecules, the atoms, somebody listening knows and is going, this, I can tell you the answer. Let's call them molecules, right? So whenever you go down to the smallest level, we're basically just made up of vibrating stuff, right? And the table that you're sitting in front of, the chair you're sitting on, none of it is actually solid. It's all just vibrating. And so when something vibrates, it is giving off a frequency. It's giving off an energy that can be measured. And by virtue of the fact our bodies are made of matter, they're made of stuff, we are all giving off frequency. And that can be measured with various scientific type tools. And the fact we're alive gives it a whole different frequency and vibration that you can measure because your heart is beating. So that is going through, you know, your body all the time. Your blood is moving around. When anything moves through the air, you've got, or through the air around it, you've got the vibration and frequency of that moving against all of the air around, right? Like we're in this liquid soup of air. So if you are constantly giving off a frequency and a vibration, you can also measure your emotions and how you're feeling in the same way. So in the same scientific equipment, they can measure and they can tell you, I mean, you obviously know whether you're feeling good or you're feeling bad. So then you can think about particular topics and you have different feelings and frequencies that come off you when you're thinking about money versus thinking about a loved child versus thinking about the car accident that you might have just witnessed, for example. So there's good and bad feelings. And when it comes to business, if you are in an employee, everything is let's call it a particular type of employee. So imagine an employee where everything's hard, everyone's against them, just awful. And then they go and start and try their own, do their own business. And they're still in that mindset. That is giving off a particular energy, right? And that can be, because it is literally a frequency that goes into the air around you, that can be felt by the people around you. And what do you think is going to happen when you come in contact with someone who could be helping you in your business and they're on this money is easy, money is like awesome, I love money, I can make such a difference with money, I just can't wait to make more money so that I can go make more difference in the world. Like it's just, it's not like those frequencies just bash into each other. And you can be in a negative feeling and mindset about stuff. And you can force results. Like if I wanted to be over on the other side of the room, I could make my body stand up and I could make myself walk over there. But if I'm trying to also climb over a sofa to get to the other side of the room, that's harder than if I just walked around the sofa. So when I talk about energy, that's working out what frequency are you putting into the world and raising that and having it in alignment with your financial goals so that they're not on a totally different frequency and feeling. And it's part law of attraction, but really I attack it from a very, well, I've explained the science terribly, and please forgive me for that. I do attack it from a far more sciencey type basis than a woo-woo type one. That said, though, if you really get into the science, you can put science words to most of the woo-woo stuff people talk about. Just if you're going to talk about it in a airy, fairy, dancing in the forest naked kind of woo-woo feel, that turns a lot of people off, and it makes it very difficult to then apply it to, well, I want more social media followers. How? Well, you need a plan. You need to work out how they're coming in, what pieces of content you're putting out, how that then results into sales, and then what's the feeling around all of that. So this is something that I have done personally for a very long time, and I will raise my frequency to match the result that I want, and I will get rid of kind of the resistance and the problems and the things around me before I charge into action. And it's something I've seen a lot of very successful people do. It's very difficult to put, or I have been finding it very difficult to put terminology to this, because this is not something I've really heard people talk about. I've heard people talk about the woo-woo. I don't like calling it woo-woo because it's such a negative connotation, but that airy-fairy kind of not results and outcome-based thing. And then you hear people talk about how to set up a funnel, what autoresponders you need, what email sequences, and this real outcome-based, results-driven stuff. But unless you put the two of them together, there's going to be a disconnect somewhere, and you might be able to force some results, but it can just feel so hard.
I've got a... I was just thinking about back in the 2008, it was... Right. Because you can change your state.
Right? Yes.
Right. Yeah. This is the thing. You can change your state. You can change the way you feel about things. You can look for the positive in things. Yep. And going back, right, I was just such a miserable bastard.
We've and all had those days, Doug. Oh,
no, but these were
years and decades, though.
Yeah. But then I sort of realized that vibe isn't going to get me referrals.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, right, so you go back through your past, and this is the thing. We've all got things that we did previously that worked really well.
Yep.
And then we stopped doing them, right? So I started thinking positively. Now, it took a little while for it to all turn around. And, you know, I was writing my goals down daily and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it took a while, but it did make a huge difference. And it is, you know, people do get into a negative fixed mindset.
Yep.
And unfortunately, if they get there and it's very easy to stay there, but you can change it around. You can turn yourself into a growth mindset. Positive outcomes, look at events that happen, change your reaction to the event, because that will change the outcome. And that's my favorite equation for happiness. C plus R equals O. Event plus reaction equals outcome. Negative reaction, negative outcome. Positive reaction, positive outcome. Now, people die. That's a negative event and you struggle. But then very often it's like, so for many people that die, it's actually a blessing for them. You know, their energy is they've given up. And so they want their energy to go elsewhere. Mm. And that's why they give up and they die. And then so try and find the positive in that sort of thing. So I can, you know, I can see, I like the, and I'm getting all energetic about it, you know, while we're talking, but I can see how it works really well.
Yeah, it's like if you've ever, most people have read a book or done a course at some point in their lives, and I call it the Tony Robbins effect. You go to this, I mean, and he's a wonderful teacher, right? But you go to a course or you read a book and you're all lit up, inspired, and you come back and you're like making your notes on the train or the plane or the whatever home, and you get back and you've got this to-do list and you're all excited and you have a call from someone that you did the course with and you have massive movement in the first week or 2 weeks or whatever since doing the course or reading the book. Now, That is not a coincidence, that period. You've been in this really high vibing, excited, in flow, all of the good juju words kind of state, and everything just seems to the sea seems to part in front of you, and it all just happens with ease. And then something happens in your life, and your kids get sick, it's winter, they've all got colds, and then you catch it and you're just like, oh, why is this so hard? And you get that kind of thud back down to reality. Now, I would challenge and say, well, why is that state the reality? Why does that state need to be the norm, and the high vibing in flow state needs to be the different, weird, strange, unusual state? And I don't mean going 1,000 miles an hour all the time, because the hustling, hard, go, 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 get all your to-do list done, that's not an inflow state, actually. That is a racing, panicking type energy very often. But if you can get yourself in that inflow, and then, yeah, I'm going to sit and have a chill and a watch a Netflix and a whatever, and then go again the next morning. And, whatever that inflow feeling is for you, just don't let yourself get out of that. If you feel yourself coming out, book another course. Read another book, have a conversation with someone you're in the course with. I don't know, go and lie in a field and look at the sky. What is going to get you, for your personality and your circumstances, in that inflow state? I mean, when I had little kids, and I was growing a business when I had, I'm always growing a business. It's a daft thing to say. One of the businesses I was growing when I had little kids, and I was just like tired and exhausted, and how do I, I remember I'd drawn out this big long email sequence, and I was really excited about getting this going, because I could see how it was going to automate whole parts of my business and this, that, and the next thing. And I was so tired and so grumpy, and I had a couple of weeks of none of, we've got three children, and they were all under five at the time, and like one was a newborn, and it was just a horrible, difficult period. Meanwhile, there's all of this, this should be one of the best times of your life. You should be Pinterest parenting, all of that stuff going on in the back of my mind, all of these expectations of how I thought it would be. And disappointment that I wasn't growing my business at the speed I wanted to. So, what was going to work for me at that point of raising how I was feeling and getting myself back into action from that stuck, stopped kind of state is going to be entirely different from me when I was 20, going to a course and then coming back and getting drunk and going out clubbing. And then being hungover and totally stopped, because I'm like, my energy's all flat again, and we don't have any bacon in the house. I'm like, oh, I know. All I
It's
want
just
is some
not fair.
chocolate and some
There's no
bacon.
bacon. It's just not fair.
But the actions of those two wholly different people, both of whom I've been, is a the action of how do you get yourself back in flow is going to be different, Going and lying in a field and looking at the sky is not going to work when, one
You've got
kid's
three
just
kids.
done a poo and I need to wipe their bum, and the other one needs feeding, and one's cranky because they need a nap. Like, that's not going to work, right? Mind you, I don't know it would have worked when I was hungover either for me. But anyway, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I like my motorbike, just going out on that with the cold air and the proper smells of everything that's going on, and so yeah, we all have that place. But it's strange, because I'm looking back, and the last year has been a complicated year for me. Prior to that, it was like, I was all, why are you so bloody happy? Why are you so bloody cheerful? Why? Life's not like you think it is. And it's like, well, why the fuck isn't it? Why can't it be? You can't do everything. Well, why can't I do everything? If I get this opportunity, and there's a day, and then there's another opportunity, Why can't I do everything? You know.
So for that, I would say there will be an. I'm still trying to put words to this because this is just something that I've done. And this is something that when I look at a lot of the different millionaires and multimillionaires that I know, they don't necessarily have words for it. They just know that zone that they kind of get into. But if you think to, let's take something different. So when you're doing financial planning, what is that feeling for you when you've got a customer in front of you, or a client or whatever you would call them, and they were in that state and it is not a great place for them to be and they're stressed about X, Y, and Z, and you can just, I imagine, at a guess, you can just see the whole journey for them to go through, all of the steps, and you see that outcome. How does that feel for you when you then know the difference you're going to make with that person and you know the solution to provide for them?
Okay. My whole body has just started tingling.
Yeah.
Right? Because that is the best part of my job. Okay. This season is about the work optional lifestyle financial plan that I do for people.
Yep.
So it's, they've got all this stuff that they don't understand. And they think they're going to be working through to 67 because that's the societal norm.
Or later.
Or later. And I look at their stuff and we put it together and I show them the different stages of their life and know that in the tail end of their life, they're not going to be doing the short trips to Amsterdam and Paris and the long haul trips and, you know, and so all of the money that they think that they need all the way through their lives, they don't actually need it all the way through their lives. And so if we can say, right, well, the money that you think you're allocating to the tail end of your life, let's bring it forward so that not 67, not 65, but 62, you've got enough money to live the rest of your life without fear of running out, still leave a legacy for your kids. Still give them some money along the way so that you can see the benefit for your children while you're still alive, as opposed to waiting until you die at 80, 90 and they're 60, 70.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, let's make a difference now. And that is the most exciting part of my job. It's like, no, just every now and again, turn left when you get on the aeroplane, right?
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like. Just to see what it's like. You've never done it. And I know I can really ramp up the thought processes for them on what they should be doing in the coming years because they've not been in the habit of doing it. And I know it's going to take them 3, 4, 5 years of me beating it into them that they have enough money, right, that they can do it. So it takes them a while to get into the frame of mind. And then all of a sudden, but then some people do get it a little bit sooner rather than later. But these are the people in my life. There's three types. There's people that haven't got enough money. We needed to see them 20 or 30 years ago. There's people that have got enough money, but they don't know that they've got enough money. And then there's people that have got too much money. And we can help them too, because they can create foundations. They can be philanthropic. They can give the money to their kids, you know, via trusts and all the rest of it and stuff. But it's that middle people. They really seriously make me fly when I can say, and that's why it's called work optional. Because I go, right, if you're an entrepreneur, as you are, right? Okay. Now, we all have history. We all have the big business that we sold, but, you know, it didn't really quite work out the way we wanted. So, but we've learned everything along the way. We've learned how to accelerate the next process up, how to get there, not in 10 years or 15 years, but in 5 years or 4 years. And so thank you for asking that question, because you got me fired up.
You want to take that clip, because that you're going to get some customers from that. Clip that, share that everywhere, Doug. Anyway, the point is that feeling that you've got if that was all the way through your business, all the way through from the process of attracting the clients and customers through to creating the recurring revenue and the higher ticket sales and the, you know, all of the different things that come with a full, well-rounded business. And, you know, there's not one way, there's many ways. But if you had that feeling all the way through, is that going to be an easier business to run? Is that going to be a more profitable business to run? And sure, there's still the structures and the systems and the softwares and the team and the everything else to put in. You still need the autoresponders and probably Facebook ads and probably all of that stuff. Like, there's the technical stuff, but that, where that is missing, that is a harder business to grow. And where that is there, that is why you're a successful financial advisor.
When I've implemented it all, because there are gaps. I know that there are gaps. And I know, but I need to
always
be getting...
There always will be, right? And if you can bring the excitement you just had to the gaps, that's the magic, right? Is how do you be that level of excited about all parts? Now, it is, I don't know, part of me says that's a hard vibration and state to maintain. The other part of me is like, that's human's natural being. You know, that is, you know, you don't see giraffes moping around. Like, the moping around that humans do is entirely of our own creation. It's of our own intellect. And I'm sure someone who's I don't even know what the people are called that,
it doesn't matter.
Researchers.
Yeah, we know what we're talking about. That's fine.
But specialists in evolution, I'm sure they could explain how humans came to be how we are. But, you know, you take off the skin and you take off the clothes and you take away the money and you put us all on one piece of land together so you don't know where anyone's from. We are all the same. And we all want the same thing, which is to be happy. That just looks different for different people. And what I am very passionate about is providing the business structure and the templates for how do you create that? How do you get whatever those goals are for you? And that might be for one person, it might be just being able to feed their children and not worrying day to day. And not having to work for the boss that is, mean and nasty to them and they, you know, whatever. For another person, it might be change the world. I want to bring such and such to the whole world and everything in between, you know, impacting your community, impacting your family, whether you are lifting yourself so that you can, and you are living a bigger life. There's still an altruism to that because you're then inspiring others, unless you are doing something which is mean and nasty, which I in no way would ever want to be part of helping someone for that. But someone who is trying to change the world through to someone who's trying to impact a community of some sort through to someone who just wants to be able to buy nicer clothing, live in a nicer house, they're still uplifting and inspiring. They're still raising the whole situation of people around them. When you create a business, so long as you treat your people well, you are lifting all of the team around you. If you are providing some kind of a solution to customers, you are lifting them as well. There is a, you know, business is ultimately a you could say, an altruistic thing because you are lifting all of these people. You could also say that business is a totally selfish thing because you just want to make more money. But why do you want to make more money and who are you paying along the way? Like, there is a, that's why I come back to make a business. It's a solution to everything for most people.
For most people that have got it. Right. Okay. So I can't believe I've just checked how long we've been chatting.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to ask for a Rebecca Page goal setting nugget, something that we haven't touched upon yet.
Okay.
It's got to be goal setting. It's got to be mega, right? It might be something that we touched on then when we were chatting at the beginning, or it might be something completely new.
Mm-hmm.
But over to you, a nugget. The world needs to know about goals, goal setting.
That's a very good question. So most people, when they set goals, not everybody, but a lot of people, when I've observed people setting goals, I've been in the courses where someone says, right, I want you to write down where you want to be in 5 years or, you know, whatever. And most people set goals that sometimes they feel too big and sometimes they're too limited. Where I like to start is the most expansive, biggest it could possibly be. And then you work backwards and you break it down into milestones. So my little nugget would be, what is the biggest, most expanded version of the impact you want to have? And if you are someone who is, well, I just want to be able to buy nicer clothes, or I just want to be able to afford to pay my rent, if you're in that level, your immediate goals are going to be to take care of those basics. But once those basics are taken care of for you, and then, you know, like when people win the lottery, then they go buy a nicer house and they go buy this and they go buy that. But then you get to a point where you spent as much money as you're possibly going to spend, and you're already living this most expanded life, and you're already inspiring people around you who are going, I want a bit of whatever that person's got. What is it beyond that? What difference do you actually want to make? Is it the legacy for your children? Is it the legacy for your children's 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 children? Is it change the world somehow? Because in everyone, there is usually some community, something that would really light them on fire. So imagine your needs and your goals that normally are the things you would write down. Imagine all of those boxes are ticked. You project yourself forward and imagine the bills, the mortgage, the clothes that your kids need, the this, the that, it's all taken care of. What would you then do? What would light you up?
That's why I save it for the end.
Well, I pulled that out my bum.
Yeah. And that's the best place to pull it out of. That's awesome.
That was fun.
That's an NZ phrase, isn't it?
Oh, I've got some good ones. Most of them are really not appropriate for a podcast. I don't know what it is about. I don't know. Is it Antipodean?
Yeah.
Method of needing to swear every 2 seconds. I think I've done well.
You've done amazingly well for this family show.
Yeah.
Rebecca, it's been an absolute blast. I have no doubt that if we had clear diaries, we could do the next 4 episodes.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Doug. I've really enjoyed this. It's been lovely chatting. It's felt like just a chat. I keep forgetting that there's people out there listening.
Well, there will be.
So thank you.
There will be. There's going to
many
be
many of them.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that this is all available. So how can, in the new iteration of Rebecca Page, how can people get hold of you? What's the best way?
I am currently setting up my courses and templates and structures so that people can follow the system that I've used to sell 6 different businesses and to, I've created over a million, not created, attracted over a million followers in the different businesses, and all of the things I've done. There's a system and a structure and a blueprint for getting in that zone and setting up everything you need, and then staying in that zone. So I'm setting that up at the moment, and there will be free downloads and tools and resources for people, and they will be at RebeccaJPage.com, RebeccaJPage.
And there we have it. Thanks very much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Doug.